Hi. So this episode is replacing the episode that was supposed to go up yesterday, because I was working on it. My AC just kicked on, so sorry about the hum. I was in the middle of doing that yesterday when my mom let me know that they were gonna have to put their dog down. I say their dog. He was my dog. The only reason I didn't take him with me when I moved out was because we had two dogs growing up, and I didn't want the other one to be by herself and alone, so I didn't take Milo with me. Milo was his name. He was little, black Jack Russell something or other. He was almost 16 years old, so he was with us quite some time, and he had a great life and was super fun and super great. And I'm gonna try really hard not to cry because I'm not gonna take the first cry of this. I will not be taking the first cry of this unhinged project, at least not like this. So my mom called me and let me know yesterday that they were gonna have to put him down because they don't know if he had a stroke or what, but he was fine a couple days ago, and then he was walking sideways. He couldn't seem to walk forward. He could only walk sideways. His head was tilted, and he like lost control of his bladder and so forth. And he wasn't able to get up and down the stairs anymore yesterday. So, and he wasn't able to sit down even. Like, something was wrong and he couldn't sit. So he was just shaking because his body wouldn't let him sit down. And so, like, it was time. But that derailed me entirely. We were very thankfully, my sister and I, we were able to go to the vet to say goodbye to him, which was really, really hard. But we did it, and I'm glad we were afforded that opportunity because I know a lot of people don't get that opportunity. And so I'm really grateful for it. So anyway, that is why nothing went up yesterday. I obviously just felt like complete garbage. I was already kind of feeling like garbage. I've been kind of having a hard time with my body lately, but that's just the fun of having my body. My meat suit is failing. I think I need to pop my stack out and replace it with something else, or replace it with a new sleeve. Replace it in a new sleeve. Sorry, that's an Altered Carbon reference if you've never seen it. It was a cool show. Way too much pointless nudity in the first season, but it was a really cool concept, and Netflix axed it because they kill everything that we love. But I'm just rambling now. So anyway, I just thought I would put this up instead as a as an explanation, and just because Maddie, I know you're gonna see this. just as a I know I could have reached out yesterday and just said, "Hey, Maddie, I can't do this. Can you?" But one, I didn't think about it at all. Two, mostly I just didn't think about it. That was the main reason. It just didn't even occur to me because once we got back from the vet, I basically just laid on the couch all day. I didn't really do anything. We had an event to go to yesterday. For someone that I care about a lot, we had it was a graduation thing, and I just couldn't do it. I feel garbagey about it, but it happens. And they were super understanding and stuff. So I don't want to say who, just in case. I don't know. I'm weirdly cagey about letting certain things be known on the internet, but I'm also like weirdly oversharing in other regards. So that's just one of the things I don't want to say for some reason. But yeah. So that's that. So I guess this will act as yesterday's episode. So 7/6/22, I think. 7. Wow. If only. No. 5. 5/6/22, I think. We'll find out. If that is incorrect, roll with it. I think today is the 7th, but I truly have no idea. See, today's Saturday, 7, and Tuesday is the 10th, so yes, today is the 7th. Great. Anyway, this is already way too long, and I'm not going to cut it because I don't have it in me today, and I've got to get today's episode up, so yeah. Enjoy this super raw, super off-the-cuff sort of video. I may tack a photo of Milo or a video or something somewhere in here just as like a little tribute because I really miss that little creep. He was a pervert and we loved him for it. Or we loved him in spite of it. I really don't know. He was great. He was just a happy little dude who humped random objects for no good reason. He didn't do that his whole life. He only did that in the past like 5 years or so of his life. He just would go to town on any shoe that you left on the floor. That was kind of like his favorite thing for whatever reason. And yeah, he was a good boy. He was a very good boy, and I'm really gonna miss him because he was my guy. I got him when I was 11. I talked my mom into getting him. We found him at a Walmart parking lot, and he was like, this lady was essentially just selling like this litter of puppies because she bred full bred Jack Russells, but apparently one of her female Jack Russells who was in heat got out at some point, and like they don't know what the other part of him was. They said Australian Shepherd, or no, Border Collie, but he was way too small to be a Border Collie anything. But that was their best guess. But anyway, we got him for $40 in a Walmart parking lot, and he went above and beyond on his like the value that he gave us and the love that he gave us. Has the best $40 my parents have ever spent, in my personal opinion. Because obviously I was 11, I didn't have $40. I had not seen $40. $40 was the more money than I could even imagine at the time. But yeah, anyway. Rest in peace, little buddy. The vet is holding his collar for us, so I'm gonna keep that because, yeah. I did not expect at all to be this good and thoroughly destroyed by the loss of that little guy, but here we are, on the floor of my closet. Completely dehydrated because I have no more liquid left in my body. It all leaked out of my face yesterday. Anyway, I would say if you like this kind of content, come back tomorrow because we will be here and we hope you are as well, because that's kind of our catchphrase. However, hopefully we don't have any more of this kind of content anytime soon. So I will not say that, but thank you all for listening and or watching anyway. And we do hope to see you here tomorrow, or actually later today if you're watching this in the present, because I will have a new episode up and it will be funny, or at least a little bit of fun, a little bit of lighthearted shenanigans to hopefully offset the serious mood. So anyway, thank you all and goodbye.